Hi, I'm Cindy Bender. I'm here to be baptized because I love the Lord, and I want to be obedient to his commands. I have had my sins washed away by Jesus Christ, and I want to publicly proclaim that he is my Savior. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." God is holy, and I was separated from him because of my sinful behavior. In my pride, I thought I was a good person. I'd always tried to follow the rules, and because of that, I had a hard time recognizing my sin. It wasn't until I immersed myself in God's word that I saw the truth that I had been deceiving myself. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, I learned, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives." In contemplating why I wanted to be baptized and studying the scriptures about baptism, I can clearly see that it is commanded. So I've been asking myself, why did I overlook that before? When I was in my 20s, I was baptized in a works-based, sacraments-based religion. And over the years, my eyes were open to the many errors in that system, and praise God, I fell away from those false teachings. I understand now the precious gift of God's grace and how I am saved through the belief in his Son, my Savior, Jesus Christ alone, not from any good works I do or sacraments I participate in. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. "For it is by grace you've been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so no one can boast." I didn't hear the true gospel until 2007, when my sister Janice invited us to her church, which was a true Bible-based expository teaching church. In 2008, I started attending an inductive Bible study course on Ephesians through their women's ministry program. It was through Ephesians that I learned how merciful God is and the redemption we have in Christ alone. Ephesians chapter 2, 4 and 5. "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together in Christ." I think in those early years of my conversion, I was so overwhelmed with the blessings and benefits of being saved by grace that I didn't grasp the depth of my sin. I was still stuck in the "I'm a good person" mindset. Yet I did begin to wonder if my good behavior was God's common grace to those around me, not something that I was intentionally doing to bring glory to God. Was I trying to be approved by the world? Were my actions motivated out of pride and the sinful desires in my heart rather than from a humble and contrite spirit? In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, I learned, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?" Through God's kindness, I began to crave his word, and I was convicted almost daily of my sins. Sometimes I still am. I want to be baptized because I want to be obedient to our Lord's command to repent and be baptized, but also because I realize in not doing so, this is an area of disobedience in my life. That statement seems so obvious to me now, but for many years I hadn't recognized my sin in this area, nor had I realized that it grew into disobedience in other areas of my Christian walk, such as my fear or reluctance. Well, truly, it's my sin of disobedience or avoidance in sharing the gospel with unsaved family, friends, and strangers. Romans chapter 19, verses 14 and 17. "How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." In all honesty, There are still many sins I'm convicted of and must repent from daily. Things I never would have recognized as sin before the Holy Spirit and God's Word began searching my heart and bringing me to confession and repentance and transforming my life. Things like, am I angry? Do I speak before I listen? James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. My brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteousness that God desires. Am I anxious or fearful? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Joshua chapter 1, verse 19. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Do I trust in God's sovereignty, even in financial matters? Matthew chapter 6, verses 26 through 33. Oh, you of little faith, your heavenly Father knows what you need. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Do I gossip? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Through his word, I now see my sin for the wretchedness it truly is, and I understand that my sin must be punished. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. God's love for us, his gift, his perfect plan to save us, is through the death of his perfect Son, Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I am overwhelmed by that truth. I can have a relationship with God now and in the future because Christ paid the price for my sins, dying in my place to reconcile me with the Father. My Savior Jesus, the sinless one, died for me, a sinner, and I have been saved from God's wrath. That's great news. Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. And John 3:36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. I believe in Jesus' death and resurrection for my redemption and forgiveness of my sins. So I've asked myself, Acts chapter 22, verse 16, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized. I love my Savior. He is precious to me, and I want to be baptized today.